life. What I did is I challenged Victor to meet me halfway. There are almost 6 million military and veteran caregivers across the nation. We have our own journey, and we can fulfill that journey at the same time that we are helping our loved one.
Visit aarp.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
It'd be great if life came with a remote control. You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind. Like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Or that time you forgot to roll up your windows in the car wash.
Fantastic.
Yeah, a remote control would have come in handy then. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome. But prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Life doesn't come with a remote control.
Yikes!
So you're on your own with the wasps. You have the power to take control of prediabetes. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Children are the greatest joy and our best hope for a better future. Friends, they are the future. But did you know that millions of kids right here in our own backyard are facing hunger every day? Without healthy food, it's harder to grow, to thrive, to feel their best.
The impact when children don't have enough to eat is tremendous, because when you're hungry and your basic needs aren't being met, you cannot learn.
Every child deserves to be fed. This is a problem we know how to solve. Food is not just food. It's energy, health, confidence, hope, and even love. Yes, love.
Breakfast in the classroom contributes to kids being more focused, which leads to higher grades, and simply just their well-being.
Thank you!
Learn more about how No Kid Hungry is helping end child hunger in America at helpnokidhungry.org.
In Iraq, our truck hit a roadside bomb. I had about 16 surgeries on my hand so that I could regain function. And when I came home, I needed a new roof due to a storm. And my electrical was deemed unsafe. And I was about to lose homeowner's insurance as well. I didn't really know where to go in order to get help. And so I applied for Operation Homefront Critical Financial Assistance Program. They've really been a blessing. Operation Homefront is a safety net. A lot of veterans, they fall through the cracks sometimes. And Operation Homefront, they catch us. It's been a blessing to us. It's a blessing to other veteran families. And it's good to know that when we come home, there are people who are there that care about us and want to see us do well and want to see us succeed. And we feel it and we appreciate that. I would say you guys are angels behind closed doors.
Visit OperationHomefront.org to learn more.
Want to get out of just about anything and look like an Earth-saving hero? Just use the environment excuse. High school reunion? Ooh, sorry, can't. Planetary obligations. Unfortunate bridesmaid's dress? Unfortunately, you promised the climate you'd buy more vintage. Chauffeuring teens? Yeah, the Earth really needs them to hoof it. That's right, the environment is always the best excuse. So go ahead, ask your bae to dim all the lights because carbon emissions. Tell your dad-bodded dad to eat more plants, for the planet, obviously. Kindly tell the kids to stop asking for a new phone. I mean, e-waste, right? Find your out and opt in to cutting carbon. Just visit theenvironmentexcuse.org. A public service announcement brought to you by WildAid.
As veterans, we're no strangers to helping others.
It's what we were taught, trained, and told to do.
It could be for anything, helping a friend move.
Listening to a fellow veteran for hours, at any hour of the day.
Or just simply making time for people, a neighbor, a loved one, or even a stranger.
We're often the first to help others. There's no question about it.
But we do have one question for the veterans listening.
When was the last time you reached out for help?
Perhaps it's time to do for yourself what you would do for others.
If you or someone you know needs resources, whether it's for stress, finances, employment, or mental health, don't wait. Reach out.
Find more information at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
At CBD American Shaman, we're here to support your journey to wellness with legal hemp-derived products. Our certified CBD consultants offer a clinical approach to meet your specific needs, whether it's easing chronic discomfort, reducing stress, or improving sleep. We're passionate educators helping you understand the benefits of hemp without the stigma. Discover the natural, legal way to a balanced life at CBD American Shaman. Visit us today and experience the difference.
Find your perfect fit at Mid-State Technical College. You wear many hats: family, friends, hobbies, career, maybe more. Let Mid-State make finding your career hat easier with in-demand programs and certificates, flexible class scheduling, and unmatched support for your success. Even transfer your credits to a four-year university. Mid-State is here to help you find your perfect fit and make time for it all. Learn more at mstc.edu/perfectfit.
With combined decades of experience, the team at ProSeamless of Wisconsin is here to help with exterior projects ranging from siding, roofing, windows, and gutters. The new exterior showroom helps complete the 3D visualizer picture and will bring any project you're dreaming of to life. Wisconsinites know the weather changes fast and can be unforgiving. Call 715-423-5616 for a dedicated and caring team that will be there to help from start to finish. ProSeamless of Wisconsin is here to help.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
Let's get back to the rafters here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
The right-hander from St. Thomas University, Ozzie Martinez, to the mound, and we're ready for some Sunday night baseball in lacrosse. Welcome back into WFHR, game 52 of our 70-game slate this summer. Andy Ockham, your voice of the rafters, joining you back. As always, your FM AM dials are tuned in tonight at 97.5, 1320, or whether you're listening on your civic media apps. Thanks so much for hanging out with us on this beautiful Sunday evening for some Rafters baseball. Behind Martinez for lacrosse is as follows: Cannon Sundgren's in field, Matt Mura in center, Derek Mitchell is in right. Elijah Ek's last night's shortstop for lacrosse at Winterfield is playing third base. RJ Hamilton, making his first appearance in the home and home series, is playing short. Over at second, last night's DH for lacrosse is Luke Anderson. Zach Wattis, similar to Hamilton, making his first appearance in the home and home series, is at first. Ian Collier doing the catching tonight for lacrosse. Last night's catcher for the Loggers, Cannon Sundgren in left field. Rafters in their maroon road uniforms and gray slacks. Loggers going with their green hats, green tops, and white bottoms. Mason Onati into the left-handed batter's box. We are underway here at Copeland Park. First pitch to Onati, misses up and outside for ball one. A 5:08 first pitch here tonight in lacrosse. The second and final 5:05 game for the Rafters on Sundays this summer. 1-0 pitch, misses upstairs. Two balls, no strikes, the count on Onati. Had one last week in Michigan, Kalamazoo, Homer Stryker Field, 5:05 Eastern. That was a combination of a lot of things, a lengthy bus ride for the Rafters that morning, and switching time zones added in as well. 2-0 delivery, another elevated fastball from Ozzie Martinez that can't find the zone for ball three. Next Sunday, we're back at home, the final Sunday regular season home game of the year for the Rafters. 1:05, it's Hornswoggle Day against the Madison Mallards. 3-0 pitch to Onati, another fastball top of the zone, it's in there for a called strike. And the final Sunday regular season game will be at Green Bay, 1:05 on August 4th. Onati, an evening ago for the Rafters, led off and played second just like he's doing here today. He scored twice and drew a couple of walks. 3-1 pitch, Hit on the ground is short. R.J. Hamilton gloves and throws to first in time. Ace Nonati retired to lead off this ball game here at Copeland Park. Last time the Rafters were here, it was Monday, June 10th. A come-from-behind 5-3 victory. The Rafters played at 3 in the top of the 8th inning. The bases were loaded. 3-3 was the score, and two outs there were. And Jake Beauchesne, the outfielder from Saddleback College in San Clemente, California, laced a base hit up the middle to plate 2 and give us our eventual final score. Another left-hander in the box for the Rafters. That's Aiden Teal. Takes a first-pitch strike up and away. Teal last night drove in the game's first run for Wisconsin Rapids at Winterfield, an RBI ground out to first base plating Onati. The 1-0 delivery, or should say 0-1 delivery, misses up and away. Same 1-2 spots in Kirk Schreider's order as an evening ago, Onati and Teal. For Martinez, he's made 11 appearances so far this season, brings an 0-3 record to the table with a save in 8 1/3 innings pitched. The 1-1 misses upstairs. An 8.64 ERA for Martinez and a 2.04 whip. The 5-9 right-hander from Miami, Florida, comes to us from St. Thomas University. Last through an inning and allowed 2 unearned runs and no hits here at home on the 18th of July against the Minot Hot Tots, that being a 6-5 loss for the Loggers. The next delivery to Teal, hit high in the air, right field. Mitchell back at the wall. That ball is gone. Aiden Teal leaves the yard, and the Rafters strike early. It's 1-0 Wisconsin Rapids in the top of the first inning. He continues to be the most productive hitter in this Rafter order, make it a statement since getting here around a month ago. Another big fly for Teal in a Rafter uniform. Home run number 4 for Aiden on the season, 2 at home and 2 away from Winterfield. Jorge Degatti hit a home run out of here at Copeland Park back on that Monday night game, the beginning of June, taking a first pitch low and inside. One of his 2 on this season, also homered a week ago today at Homer Stryker Field in the beginning of that Michigan trip. A no-doubt shot to left from Jorge that made it a 10-8 ball game in favor of the Growlers at the time. Next one misses up and in on Degatti. Degatti also doubled to right center here at Copeland Park on that Monday the 10th. That was to lead off the 4th. His home run against the Loggers was to lead off the 6th. Last night, Degatti 1-for-4, a big RBI double with 2 outs in the 7th. Next delivery, hit on the ground. That's going to clear the 3-4 hole into right field for a base hit. Couple of one-out knocks for the Rafters. Degatti on the bases for Chris Arroyo. Arroyo in last night's ball game hit out of the cleanup spot and played right field. Same exact thing he's doing here tonight. Reached twice, scored once. He drew a 6-pitch walk off Jed DeCooman in the first inning. Singled and scored in the 4th, did Arroyo. First delivery from Martinez, misses high. As mentioned, it will be Maddox Thornton to toe the slab for Wisconsin Rapids when we get to the bottom of the first inning. Currently, we'll trot out with at least a 1-run lead. Next pitch on the outside corner to even the count at 1-1. Rafters out of the Great Lakes West Division bring in a second-half record of 10 wins and 8 losses to Copeland Park tonight. Overall in the season, they're at 25 wins and 26 losses. As Martinez is 1-1. Breaking ball down in the dirt, blocked by the catcher Collier, but it trickles up the third baseline, allowing Degatti to take second. Count 2-1 on Arroyo. He's got a runner in scoring position. Lacrosse in 18 second-half games are 6-12. Overall in the season, they are 28-24. They won the Great Plains East in the first half, clinching a spot into the Northwoods League playoffs just a few weeks from now. Degatti on second base. Shortstop Hamilton nearest to him, the 2-1. This is up and away. Perfect hitter's count on Chris Arroyo. 3 balls and a strike. Rafters, 5 left-handed hitters to 4 right-handed hitters in tonight's lineup. Onati, Teal, Arroyo, Boston, and Lopez, the lefties. Degatti, Schaefer, Buchanan, and Casso, the righties. 1. Breaking ball, missing low and away for ball 4. A 5-pitch free pass to Chris Arroyo, trying a first-inning walk just like he did an evening ago. They're on first and second. Grayson Schaefer, his final game as a Rafter, will step into the right-handed batter's box. The Boise, Idaho native playing first base like he did last night. Also out of the 5 spot, Schaefer, a multi-hit game in his final home game at Winterfield. Singled and scored in the 4th, doubled in the 6th. Has a chance to do some damage here with 2 runners aboard. Righty on righty battle, Martinez, first base side of the rubber. The first delivery to Schaefer misses up and away. It's Boston on deck, Buchanan to follow. Wisconsin Rapids already out to a strong start. A solo home run off the bat of Aiden Teal. His fourth of the season makes it 1-0 Rapids. The 1-0 pitch on the inside corner in there for a called strike. Rafters get the next 3 days off, as does everyone in the league. All-star break, ISG Field, Mankato, Minnesota. Three Rafters getting the nod this year. There will be one of the three making the trip, Jack Matthew and Max McGuire, not heading out to Mankato, but Jorge Degatti will be. The 1-1 tapped on the ground over to short charging in Hamilton. Quick turn to second, one. The throw to first is in time. Hamilton to Anderson to Wattis, an inning ending 6-4-3 double play. Finishes the Rafters here in the top of the first, but Aiden Teal leaves the yard for the fourth time this season and gives the Rafters an early lead. Maddox Thornton to the hill when we return from Copeland Park. 1-0 Rafters on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFH, locally grown radio.
Since the moment you were born, I've made 1,000 wishes. Wishes for your future in a world that's changing fast. For all of the things you may one day do play and laugh, so do win and lose.
You're listening to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR, brought to you by 8th Street Auto, American Shaman, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Aspirus Health, Solaris, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Delta Dental of Wisconsin, S&S Distributing, Econ Electric, Greenaway RV, Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, Pro Seamless of Wisconsin, Swiftwater Ice Cream, and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep Dodge. Listen into Rafters Baseball here on WFHR all summer long, or check us out on the Civic Media app.
Summer is finally here and outdoor adventure awaits. Get your adventure rolling with a camper from Greenway RV. As a family-owned dealership with 9 top 50 dealer awards for excellent customer service, they know the importance of quality time with loved ones. Plus, as a Route 66 network dealer, you can travel with peace of mind knowing help is just a phone call away. So kick off your next adventure with Greenway RV. You know you're in good hands. 8220 Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids or online at greenwayrv.com.
Don't you score a new ride? Find a deal that hits out of the park with Johnson & Sons, your neighborhood Chrysler, Dodge, and Jeep dealer and service center. Serving Wisconsin Rapids and central Wisconsin area for over 84 years through four generations. See the difference that family can bring. Serving Wisconsin Rapids, Stevens Point, Marshfield, Clover, Weston, and Cronenwetter. Take a swing. Don't miss out on these great deals at Johnson Chrysler Jeep in Wisconsin Rapids.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Bottom of the first inning here from Copeland Park. A runner on, and now two on. Base hit up the middle from R.J. Hamilton. Matt Mura to second. Andy Ockham back with you here in the Copeland Park press box. Matt Mura led off this first inning with a base hit off the Rafter right-hander Maddox Thornton. Thornton now going to be dealing with some traffic on the bases for Case Sanderson. Thornton throwing in his 10th ball game of the season for Wisconsin Rapids, a 2-0 record for Maddox so far. In 34 and a third innings pitch, the 6'2" senior out of Bentonville, Arkansas, in Texas A&M Corpus Christi is an ERA under 3.2 entering today, 3.15 and a 1.34 whip. Sanderson, the DH this evening for Lacrosse, was the first baseman for the Loggers at Witterfield last night. Right hand lefty battle, first pitch fastball in there for a called strike. Thornton last worked 6 innings at Battle Creek on July 16th, 6 hits, 2 earned runs allowed, no walks, 2 strikeouts. He faced 22 Battle Jack hitters that evening. Rapids behind Thornton. You got a Virginia outfield, Buchanan in left, Teal in center, and Arroyo in right. The 0-1 delivery on the outside corner in there for a called strike. Count nothing and 2 on Sanderson. Rafter infield has Degatti at third and Lopez at short. Mason Onati's at second. Grayson Schaefer's at first and Gabe Casso throwing down the signals behind home plate for Thornton this evening. Maddox set. Out of the stretch, looks back to the second. Mura dancing off there. The 0-2. Hit in the air down the left field line. That one will find the seats. Rafter strike first in the top of this inning. A solo home run from Aiden Teal. It's the Mahwah, New Jersey Natives' fourth of the season. Each team with 2 hits and no errors. Ozzy Martinez for the Loggers throwing 20 pitches in the top of inning number one. Thornton's next 0-2 home to Sanderson. Swing and a miss. Maddox went fastball, and that is the first out of this frame. Luke Anderson got the scoring started last night at Witterfield in the battle between these two teams. The BYU Cougar doubled in a run at the top of the first inning. Anderson led BYU in a variety of categories this past spring, doubles being one of them. Walks as well. Anderson. 20 runs driven in, a couple of homers brought into the ballgame tonight from the right-handed hitting Anderson. First delivery from Thornton, slider on the outside corner, in there for a called strike. Rafters will bring 6-7-8 to the dish when we get to the top of the second inning. Lefty, righty, righty. Trotter, Boston, Walker, Buchanan, and Gabe Casso. Inning ending 6-4-3 double play off the bat of Grayson Schaefer, retired the side for Martinez. Thornton, a long look to second, 3 on the pitch clock. Now with 2, the 0-1. It was slider again, and Anderson fouls it back to the screen. The fourth and final matchup between the Loggers and Rafters this season, not just out of the subdivision, but out of the division in general, as mentioned earlier in the broadcast, Lacrosse playing in the Great Plains East, your Rafters in the Great Lakes West. Thornton peered into Casso, another 0-2 count for the second straight hitter. He comes set, hands right at the belt buckle with 7 on the pitch clock, the 0-2. Fouled back again by Anderson. Along with the double last night, Anderson reached on 2 other occasions. Top 5, he reached on a throwing error for Grayson Schaefer at third base, or I should say that was Jorge Degatti. Anderson doubled again to lead off the 8th multi-hit game for the cleanup hitter in Josh Fry's order. The next 0-2 from Thornton to Anderson. Here back to second, Maddox, first base slide of the slab, the 0-2. Breaking ball, tapped foul. Good fight here between these two early. Looking at the righty-lefty splits in Josh Fry's order tonight. 2 lefties, Sanderson and Wattis, who's in the on-deck circle. A switch hitting right field, Derek Mitchell. 6 right-handed bats, Mura, Hamilton, Anderson, Collier, Sundgren, and Ekes. No balls, 2 strikes, 1 out, runners on first and second. Mura on second, Hamilton on first. The next 0-2 from Maddox Thornton. This is upstairs. Count now a ball and 2 strikes. After the break, Wisconsin Rapids is on the road for 5 games in the span of 3 days. Beginning Thursday at Moonlight Graham Field in Mequon. Doubleheader with the Shore Chinooks Thursday and Friday. Except the final game in that Friday doubleheader, the Rafters will be the home team. That being a postponement from Saturday, the 13th of July. 1-2 pitch, slider missing low and away. Casso back picked to second. Matt Mura hung up between second and third. Onati gathers and throws to Degatti at the third base bag in time. Taking second behind the throw is R.J. Hamilton. Good heads-up awareness there from Gabe Casso. Behind home plate, two outs and a runner on second here in the bottom of the first inning. Count evens 2-2 on Luke Anderson. Talking about those back-to-back doubleheaders in Mequon after those games, Saturday night baseball will be had at the Duck Pond, Warner Park. Rafters Mallards the final time in the state capital this season. They can't play each other in the playoffs. Wausau already clinching the first half berth in the Great Lakes West. It will be either Madison or Wisconsin Rapids out of the Great Lakes West as the other team. The 2-2 pitch misses downstairs and has worked a full count. Rafters next return home a week from today. As mentioned in the top half of this inning, 105 finishing out that home and home with the Mallards. Three balls, two strikes, two outs, runner on second. The payoff from Maddox Thornton to Luke Anderson. Hit on the ground, over to second. Onati gloves off the turf and will throw to first in time. Maddox Thornton gives up a couple of singles to lead off this bottom of the first inning. But thanks to a strikeout of Case Sanderson, a pickoff from Gabe Casso to second, and gave Luke Anderson a ground out. He faces one over the minimum and keeps it 1-0 Rafters. We head at the top of the second, 6-7-8. Do it for Wisconsin Rapids right here on your home for Rafter Baseball, 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
With combined decades of experience, the team at Pro Seamless of Wisconsin is here to help with exterior projects ranging from siding, roofing, windows, and gutters. The new exterior showroom helps complete the 3D visualizer picture and will bring any project you're dreaming of to life. Wisconsinites know the weather changes fast and can be unforgiving. Call 715-423-5616 for a dedicated and caring team that will be there to help from start to finish. Pro Seamless of Wisconsin is here to help.
Over the past 20 years, Wisconsin has seen a huge increase in reported elder abuse cases. Elder abuse is the verbal, physical, emotional, sexual, or financial abuse of a senior citizen. It can also be the intentional or unintentional neglect of an older person. Wisconsin's population of seniors 65 and older is projected to grow significantly in the coming decades. That's why we all share the responsibility to help protect our seniors by recognizing and reporting any signs of elder abuse. If you believe that elder abuse has been inflicted upon yourself or someone you know, please report it. Call the Wisconsin Elder Abuse Hotline toll-free at 1-833-586-0107 or visit reportelderabusewi.org. Respect our elders. Report abuse. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Justice.
This project is supported by the Administration for Community Living, ACL, U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, as part of a financial assistance award totaling $120,000 with 100% funding by ACL-HHS. The contents are those of the authors and do not necessarily represent the official views of nor an endorsement by ACL-HHS or the U.S. government.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Trotter Boston to lead off the top of the second inning. New pitcher into the ballgame for the La Crosse Loggers. That number three, the right-hander from Winona State University, Andrew Regner. Andy Ockham returning to you here in the Copeland Park press box on your home for all 70 Rafter games this summer, WFHR. First pitch to the Rafter DH this evening. Boston misses outside for ball one. A run on two hits and no errors for Wisconsin Rapids. No runs, two hits, no errors for La Crosse. Maddox Thornton facing one over the minimum in the home half of the first, following a couple of singles to the 1-2 spots in the Logger order, that being Mura and Hamilton for collecting a strikeout, getting a back pick from his catcher, Gabe Casso, getting Luke Anderson a ground out to second. Count 1-1, Boston swinging through that 1-0 delivery. The right-hander, Ozzie Martinez, serving as an opener tonight for La Crosse. One inning of work for the right-hander from St. Thomas as the 1-1 pitch lobbed into right field. That's going to get down for a base hit. Trotter Boston aboard a leadoff single here in the second inning. Rafters lead it thanks to a solo shot from Aiden Teal. Boston an evening ago out of the sixth spot at short. He had reached once in his four plate appearances, drew a walk and scored in the fourth inning. Walker Buchanan, just like an evening ago, hitting seventh in left field. Buchanan had that big two-run single in the bottom of the fourth inning that made it 4-3 Rafters and gave them the lead for good. Walker also drew a six-pitch walk in the eighth inning. First pitch in the righty-on-righty battle misses up and away. Regner, a returning logger, played for lacrosse a season ago and even pitched in a playoff game. 12 frames of work in his three outings last summer in the regular season with a 1-0 record. Now making his third appearance in the 2024 season. 0-1 record, 9 innings worked so far for the right-hander. 1-0 to Buchanan, fouled away down the first base side. An 8 ERA and a 1.89 whip for Regner entering today. Last worked 4 innings at Thunder Bay on the 15th. That being an 8-3 loss for the Loggers. Regner allowed 6 hits, 5 runs, 3 of which were earned. He walked 1 and struck out 2 and faced 20 Border Cat hitters that game. His first appearance, he worked 5 innings in a 6-4 loss at Rochester on the 8th. So this is his first outing at home this season. 1-1 breaking ball rolled through on the right side. It's going to get through for a base hit. Boston to second, so just in the bottom of the first, Wisconsin Rapids. Back-to-back singles to begin this top of the second inning. Gabe Casso, back-to-back games for the New Jersey native from Northampton Community College, getting the start behind home plate for the Rafters. Hit in the 9th spot an evening ago. Casso went 0-3, a couple of flyouts, and he struck out in the 7th. Righty-on-righty battle. We'll see if Kirk Schreider has Casso square around and try and put a bunt down here with a couple of runners on. Regner set, first base side of the rubber, looks back to second. Casso not showing bunt, instead takes a first pitch fastball up and inside for ball 1. That start last night against lacrosse, just Casso's second with the club. Now gets start number 3 here tonight, getting both of the home and home games with the Loggers. His first start with the team came in the nightcap of the doubleheader at home against the Wausau Woodchucks on July 11th. The 1-0 delivery to Casso, just missing outside. Count now 2 balls and no strikes. Tracer Lopez out of the 9th spot is on the on-deck circle. Top of the order with Mason Onati to follow. 2 balls, no strikes, no outs. Runners on first and second for the Rafter catcher. Regner's 2-0 misses up and away. Quickly 3 balls and no strikes on Casso. We'll see if he gets the take sign here, if he has the green light to go after anything he likes on this 3-0 delivery. Boston led off the frame with a single to right. Buchanan a grounder through the hole into right field to single as well. 3-0. That one on the inside corner called a strike. Casso going to have the green light to go after anything now. Looking for one pitch and one pitch only, ahead in the count at 3 balls and a strike. Casso still in search of his first hit as a Rafter. 3 on the pitch clock. Regner looks to second. The 3-1. Casso now squaring around. Schwant makes contact. But he fouls it back to the screen. Count drawn full here. Interesting. Casso ahead in the count at 3-1 to show bunt and show it very late with Regner going through his delivery. So the count is now full. Regner's worked himself back into this battle. See what he tries to go to for a put-away pitch here on Casso. 3 balls, 2 strikes. The payoff pitch home from the Logger right-hander. Breaking ball, fouled back. Casso fighting that one off, staying alive. He'll get another 3-2 delivery. Six-three, the final last night. 5-3 was the final when these two teams played here on the 10th of June, a Monday night game, and that Sunday matinee on June 9th to start that first home-and-home was 8-5 Rafters. The next 3-2 from Regner to Casso. Hit in the air, right side of the infield. As the second baseman, Luke Anderson, there to make the catch for the first out of the inning. A lengthy battle. Casso unable to reach. One away with runners on first and second. Tracer Lopez got the night off yesterday for Wisconsin Rapids. It was Trotter Boston as the shortstop. Lopez last played at Wausau on the 19th. Friday night victory for the Rafters from Athletic Park. Their 10th time playing the Woodchucks on the season. Just the second time they were able to beat Wausau. And Lopez came through with a big 2-run, 2-out single in the 7th inning of that game. At the time, made it 5-1 Rapids. They won the game 6-2. Right at the battle, Regner looks back to second. Boston dancing off the bag. The first pitch to Lopez misses out in the right-handed batter's box for ball 1. Tracer playing in 55 games in each of his first 2 seasons for the Texas Tech Red Raiders. A day 1 starter. And Power 5 baseball. Now Power 4 with the loss of the Pac-12 conference. One pitch, Lopez, fly ball, right field. Mitchell back at the track. Is that one going to stay in the yard? Yes, it is. Holding his body against the right field fence, Derek Mitchell hauls it in for the second out of the inning. Boston tags from second to third. They're on the corners with two away. Tracer Lopez, oh so close to his first home run in a Rafter uniform. Bring up Mason Onati back to the top of the Rafter order. Mason Onati, a ground out to third base to start the ballgame. That was Elijah Ikes on the 5-3 put out, retiring Mason. Boston on third, Buchanan on first. Ragnar set, 11 on the pitch clock, the first pitch to Onati. Breaking ball hit in the air, right center. Mitchell charging in, Anderson drawing back. It is Derek Mitchell coming in to make the catch and retire the side. The Rafters begin the inning with a couple of base hits off the bats of Trotter Boston and Walker Buchanan, but they're both left on, nothing pushed across. We head to the home half of the second, 5-6-7. Wattis, Collier, Mitchell due up for lacrosse against Maddox Thornton. 1-0 Rafters from Copeland Park right here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM. WFHR, locally grown radio.
Hi, it's Tori DeVito. In every family, small conversations can make a big impact. I grew up on tour with my parents. Kind of different, but we bonded over music just like other families do over sports, camping, or other interests. And we talked. Little everyday conversations from silly to serious that built a foundation over time. Honest conversation.
Air conditioner not running? Make the call to the bullpen for the experts at Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. They work quickly and efficiently to get your AC back up and running. As a Bryant Factory authorized dealer, their team will do whatever it takes to repair the problem quickly and efficiently. Trust them to get your system out of its slump and back in the game.
Need a repair? Schedule it now at comfortair.biz. That's comfort, AIRE.biz.
The Morning Show on WFHR. It's serious comedy.
A remote Brazilian tribe deep in the Amazon rainforest was recently able to access the internet for the first time ever. Tribe leaders say that they almost immediately had to institute time limits or nothing would get done.
You know, we don't hunt fish and plant crops. Mm-hmm. We're going to die because we don't have any food. And guess what, everyone? Amazon does not deliver to the Amazon. So, which is kind of an oversight on their part.
Weekdays from 8 to 10 on locally grown radio.
People across Wisconsin are enjoying the rewards, stability, and flexibility of a career in healthcare. Why not you? WIS Caregiver Careers can get you started as a certified direct care professional. You'll learn the skills you need to make life better for older adults or people with a disability. All training is free and online, plus earn $500 in bonuses. Start your new career. Sign up today at WISCaregiverCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Let's get back to the game here on WFHR.
Zach Wattis leading off the bottom of the second inning for the Loggers against Maddox Thornton of your Rafters. First pitch to the lacrosse first baseman. This is downstairs for ball one. 1-0 Rafters, a run on four hits and no errors for Wisconsin Rapids. No runs, two hits, and no errors for lacrosse. The 1-0 delivery, the left-handed hitting Wattis takes low for ball two. Beautiful Sunday night for baseball here at Copeland Park. The second and final time the Rafters will be here this season. Wattis did not play in last night's game at Witter Field. This is his 41st game of the summer. The 3-0 from Thornton will now be the count, that previous pitch missing down in the dirt. Wattis, four home runs, 29 runs driven in on the season. This will be his 142nd time at the plate. The 3-0 pitch, a fastball from Thornton in there for a called strike. Wattis last went 0-for-4 here at home on the 19th and an 8-3 win against Minot. Slugging 333, getting on base at a 372 clip. The 3-1 pitch swung on and missed. Thornton's battled back to make it 3-2. It's the right-handed hitting catcher Ian Collier in the on-deck circle. Also did not see him last night at Witter Field. Derek Mitchell, the right fielder, awaiting after him. Thornton set the 3-2. Tapped foul on the ground down the first base side. Bryson Moore, the start last night for Wisconsin Rapids at home against these Loggers. Four innings, two earned runs allowed, four more. It was four shutout out of the stable from Kyler McIntosh that led the way. The next 3-2. This is low and inside for ball four. A 7-pitch walk to Mattis. Runner aboard to lead off the home half of the second for Lacrosse. Rafter fans, your place to stay this summer when coming to watch the team from out of town is the Cobblestone Hotel and Suites in Wisconsin Rapids, offering a variety of room types, including suites with whirlpools, free home-style breakfast, and high-speed Wi-Fi. The Cobblestone also welcomes four-legged companions in your stay. Big city quality, small-town values at the Cobblestone Hotel and Suites in Wisconsin Rapids. Ian Collier, one of the two rostered catchers for Josh Fry's Loggers on this roster, will step in to the right-handed batter's box. Him and Derek Mitchell in the on-deck circle, both natives of Plano, Texas. Gannon Sundgren, the other catcher for Lacrosse, is out in left field tonight as the first pitch from Thornton to Collier's on the inside corner for a called strike. Collier spent two seasons ago with the Kenosha Kingfish. Back in 2022, the Texas State University junior did not play in the Northwoods League last summer and is now playing in his ninth game with Lacrosse. Thornton's 0-1 home out of the stretch. Breaking ball, tapped on the ground, back up the middle. Lopez gloves, takes it to the back himself in motion for one and will throw to first in time. That is a 6-3 double play of Collier, wiping off the leadoff walk from the bases. Now two away with nobody for Derek Mitchell. Tracer Lopez and Mason Onati have made quite the double play duo up the middle this season, despite not having to turn that double play together. There, both of them are, as I like to say, at least when Owen McElfatrick would make a couple of plays like that, smooth as butter. Both of them up the middle have been fantastic to watch this summer. Derek Mitchell down two spots in the order from last night and playing on the other corner. The first pitch to him misses away. Mitchell was in left field out of the five spot last night, and he drove in the second run of that first inning and of the game for Lacrosse on a sacrifice fly. 0-for-3 and four plate appearances was Mitchell. The 1-0 from Thornton hit in the air left center field. Walker Buchanan closing in on it to make the catch. Maddox Thornton faces the minimum here in the second inning. Two scoreless to begin this off at the Texas A&M Corpus Christi product. Through two innings here in Lacrosse, Rapids will bring 2-3-4, Teal, Degatti, and Arroyo to the plate when we return for the top of the third inning. Right here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Having low income can mean making tough choices. Choosing between paying for food or medication or a place to live is a reality for many people. Do you know someone who could use some extra help? Find out about the Supplemental Security Income Program, SSI, administered by Social Security. You could receive monthly SSI payments if your income and financial resources.
Finding your next vehicle is easy when you visit the team at 8th Street Auto in Wisconsin Rapids. The wide selection of quality used vehicles is out of the park. From cost-effective daily drivers to luxury cars that match your style, you can find the ride you've been searching for. Make a line drive over after the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters game and discover award-winning service from the professional automotive team at 8th Street Auto at 4390 8th Street South, a proud supporter of the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are in the ninth inning. Bases loaded and up to bat. Can you hear that crowd? Here we... Aww. What just happened? Everything is dark. The lights are back on. Look at that.
Yes, the team invested in Generac generators from Econ Electric, so no one will miss a moment. Econ Electric is your neighborhood big league pro in Generac generators. Call Econ Electric at 715-423-8440 today.
Camping, America's pastime. The fresh air, the lack of phone signal, and the ability to relax with a cold beer by the fire. Then the next day, not the best. Take the day to recover and call El Cafe and order tacos to go. Choice of chicken, beef, chorizo, topped with lettuce, cheese, and pico for only $2 a taco. Add french fries for $1. Call El Cafe 715-887-2233 for a meal the whole family will love and a day of recovery for you.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
Top of inning number 3 from Copeland Park, it's the Rafters 1 and the Loggers nothing. Welcome back into Rafters baseball on WFHR. Andy Yakum, your voice of your Rafters, hanging out with here in the Copeland Park press box. First pitch to Aiden Teal from the right-hander Andrew Regner is on the outside corner for a called strike. A run on four hits and no errors for Wisconsin Rapids. No runs, two hits, no errors for Lacrosse so far. Two shutout innings for Maddox Thornton in his 10th appearance of the season. 0-1 to Teal, breaking ball, swing and a miss, count 0-2. Teal left the yard back in the first inning, a solo home run with one out. The Virginia Cavaliers' fourth of the summer. Ragnar's 0-2 pitch. Breaking ball, fouled back to the screen. Aiden's parents are here in attendance. They've been around for a little under a week or so, I do believe, whether at Witterfield or the team being on the road. His mom and dad have made it out to every ball game since they've gotten here. Rightfully so. They've been able to see their son do very well at the plate. The next 0-2, fouled back again by Teal. Pesky is Aiden here in his second plate appearance tonight. Rafters had a couple of singles to lead off the previous inning at the dish. 6-7 spots, Boston and Buchanan, both to right field. They were both left on, though. Maddox Thornton faced the minimum in the second, walked the leadoff hitter Zach Wattis, but got a 6-3 double play. One hitter later off the bat of Ian Collier. The 0-2 breaking ball from Ragnar misses down in the turf, count 1-2. At the turf infield surface here with the dirt mound at Copeland Park. Out of the windup, Ragnar's 1-2. Off speed again, ripped on a line, foul. Down the right side. Still down on the count at a ball and two strikes. Entering tonight, Teal, a .415 average in 22 games. Has reached now in every game except the first one that he played in here in Rapids. So make that 22 consecutive games for Teal on base as he is plunked by this 1-2 delivery down in the ankles. Some good speed for the Rafters out on first base to begin this inning. Jorge Degatti, base hit as well back in the first inning. Teal just gaudy numbers. Now 19 runs driven in on four homers. OPS entering tonight just under 1,100. Slugging just under 600 at .598. And on-base percentage at .495. Degatti looking for another multi-hit game here at Copeland Park this season. Righty-on-righty battle. Ragnar set. First base side of the slab. First delivery, Degatti. Teal takes off. This one rolled over on the ground to short. Hamilton glove. Throw to first is high. Draws Wattis off the bag. Thought he had it in his glove, but it pops out near the first base coach's box. On that transition, Teal will take third base. It's an error on R.J. Hamilton. Runners are on the corners with nobody out here in the top of the third inning. Heads up base running there from Aiden Teal as well, snagging the extra 90 feet. Chance here for Chris Arroyo, who drew a 5-pitch walk back in the first inning. Arroyo, another Rafter that since joining the club has been on top of it. .241 average in 14 games. Has cooled off as of late. Got off to a red hot start, though, as the first pitch to Arroyo hit on the ground. That'll clear into right field for a base hit. RBI single, first three. The 2-3-4 spots coming through here for Rapids in the third inning. 2-0 Rafters. Gotti to second. Teal scores. Grayson Schaefer to the dish now. Line keeps on moving. Schaefer hit into an inning-ending 6-4-3 double play. Back in the first. Ragnar dealing with traffic on the bases. Comes set out of the stretch. First delivery to Grayson. Off speed, ripped in the air center field. Matt Mura over his shoulder. He's not going to get it. It's going to roll all the way to the wall. Degatti scores. Arroyo gets the stop sign at third. Grayson Schaefer in his final game as a Rafter. Back-to-back games with a double. Makes it 3-0 Wisconsin Rapids. They're on second and third, still nobody away for Trotter Boston. Looking at Ragnar in terms of runs allowed. Both of those earned to Ragnar. This will be his 27th pitch out of the pen, and the corners are in, middles are back for lacrosse. Off speed to Boston, late on that one as it's outside, swing and a miss, count 0-1. Trotter singled the lead off the previous inning. Rafters plating two and are threatening for more with nobody out. Expect to see some action up in the lacrosse bullpen. The 0-1. This is out in the right-handed batter's box. Count evens a ball and a strike. They're looking for the season series sweep as well. Lacrosse, a playoff team, winning the Great Plains East in the first half. Raptors, thus far in the summer, have just had their number. The 1-1. This is out again. Two balls a strike now, the count on the Raptor DH. Look at the Raptors unavailable or not in the lineup tonight. No Cashel Duggar. Landon Gaz, Max McGuire, Kyler McIntosh out. As the 2-1 pitch ripped in the air, deep right field, Derek Mitchell can only watch it go. This one escapes over the right field wall. Trotter Boston's fifth home run of the season and his first away from Witter Field. It is a five-run top of the third inning. Make it 6-0 Raptors. The Tabor College Blue Jay. Second home run of the night for the Raptors. Seven hits now for Wisconsin Rapids. All five that have come to the plate this inning have touched home, and Walker Buchanan next up for Rapids. First pitch to Buchanan on the inside corner is called a strike. Casso on deck. Lopez to follow. The 0-1. Hit on the ground softly to third. Charging in EK's gloves. Throws to first in time. It's a 5-3 put out of Walker Buchanan is the first out here in this third inning. Gabe Casso popped out to second base an inning ago as the beer batter here tonight at Copeland Park. Casso still in search of his first hit as a Raptor. First delivery in the righty on rattle. Fastball from Ragnar catching the top of the zone for a called strike. Chris Arroyo, RBI single in this inning. And a big swing of the bat from Trotter Boston after an RBI double from Grayson Schaefer. This one missing to Casso. Count evens a ball and a strike. Maddox Thornton going back out for the third inning. He'll have a lot more run support to work with out on the hill. It's the 1-1. Fastball hit in the air center field. Coming in on it, Mura. It is going to dunk down in front of him. Gabe Casso. His first hit as a Raptor is a one-out single here in the third inning. Tracer Lopez made the second out of the second inning by flying out to Mitchell in right field at the warning track. Oh, so close for Lopez and his first home run as a Raptor. Looking at Ragnar out on the mound, still could just be one pitch away from getting the loggers back into the dugout if he can generate a ground ball off the bat of Lopez here. The right-hander's set. He rocks and fires. This one misses out in the right-handed batter's box for ball one. Top of the Raptor order in the third time around. Two up in the on-deck circle, Mason Onati. We were back at Witter Field. This would be a booyah inning. Ragnar's 1-0. Breaking ball down the turf block by Collier. Casso taking off for second. The throw down is not in time. It skips over the glove of R.J. Hamilton. Good dirt ball read there from Casso, advancing the extra 90, putting a runner in scoring position for Tracer Lopez. Right-hander warming up down the line in the lacrosse bullpen. Looking back to second, Ragnar, the next delivery to Lopez. Ripped in the air center field. Mira sent back. He's able to get to a spot, camp underneath it in front of the warning track to make the catch for the second out. Casso tagging to 30, gets in there safely. Runner 90 feet away with two down here in the third inning. It brings up the ninth hitter of the inning for Wisconsin Rapids and Mason Onati. Onati 0 for 2. Grounded out to third back in the first inning. He flew out to right field to end the previous first. Noddy from the left side looking to get his first hit of the ball game. Regner to the windup, brings home the first delivery to the Raptors' second baseman, swung on and missed into the glove of Ian Collier. Bonatti, spending his freshman season at Tulane, 42 games played entering today, 300 hitter on the nose. The 0-1 breaking ball misses outside. Five doubles, two homers, 29 runs driven in for Onati on the season. Should say 29 walks taken, 20 runs driven in. Onati hit his second homer of the campaign a couple of nights ago Friday evening in Wausau. Solo home run to lead off that top of the sixth inning. 1-1 delivery, and on the hands, Onati fouls it down the third base side. Count now 1-2. Onati, more walks taken than strikeouts this year. Those 29 walks compared to his 25 punchouts, he's been hit by a pitch 9 times. One ball, two strikes, two outs, a runner on third. The payoff here from Andrew Regner. This is away. Count evens 2-2. Onati is 13 of 16 in stolen bases on the season. Mentioned last night he had scored twice on those two walks that he drew. He also punched out twice against Lager pitching. The 2-2. This is upstairs. It gets by the glove of Collier to the screen, but Casso won't break for home. Count now three balls and two strikes on Mason Onati. A multi-hit game for Onati as well, along with his home run at Wausau on Friday night. Played in two of the four Michigan games. At Kalamazoo on the 15th and at Battle Creek on the 16th. The two wins as the 3-2 pitch in on the hands, fisted in the air to the left side of the infield. That is Elijah Ikes to make the catch and retire the side. The Raptors send all nine to the plate here in the third inning. They score five times to make it 6-0. To the home half we go, 8-9-1. Do up for lacrosse against Maddox Thornton when we return from Copeland Park right here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 in the morning, my phone rang. They said, "I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action." Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't want to forget.
Let's scream for Swiftwater Ice Cream in Nakusa, Wisconsin.
Enjoy the best ice cream for miles. From opening day to all those summer nights, you'll find the owners and staff there to serve you, and you'll recommend it to others, too.
Great family-owned business. Love seeing their smiling faces. You just know they love being there. They go above and beyond for their customers. Ice cream is great, too. So many different choices. There's something for everyone.
Swiftwater Ice Cream, where the choices and fun are endless.
Few Wisconsin events bring 600,000 people together from 80 different countries, but it happens every summer in Oshkosh.
Oshkosh has become synonymous with the world of flight and with EAA.
Dick Napinski's worked with EAA Air Venture for more than 30 years and knows its history. Do you? Where did EAA start? Wausau, La Crosse, or Milwaukee? The answer coming up. The fly-in is spread across 1,600 acres with more than 10,000 airplanes. It brings a big boost to the economy, too.
It's $170 million of economic impact and more than $110 million of direct spending.
So where did EAA start? Milwaukee in 1953 called the Wisconsin Air Pageant with 21 planes. All moved to Oshkosh in 1970, a high-flying slice of Wisconsin. It's happening July 22nd to the 28th. I'm Terry Barr.
Now, let's get back to exciting Raptors baseball here on WFHR.
Bottom three here at Copeland Park. Raptors 6, Loggers nothing on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR. First pitch breaking ball out of the hand of Maddox Thornton. A Cannon Sundgren misses up and in for ball one. Andy Ockham rejoining you here in the Copeland Park press box. A five-run top half of this third inning, asserting the Raptors ahead big time in this Sunday night ball game. As the 1-0 pitch in there for a called strike on the right-handed hitting Sundgren. Sundgren caught last night for lacrosse at Witterfield. Gets to play some outfield here this evening in the final game before the All-Star break. 1-1 delivery, tapped foul right back behind home plate by Sundgren. Last night, out of the sixth spot, Sundgren collected a couple of hits, singled and scored in the fourth, singled as well in the sixth. How about the Rafters, though, in this top of the third, sending all nine to the plate, getting an RBI double from Grayson Schaefer, an RBI